And now, the men who put the P-U back in computer. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
And welcome back to the Computer Corner. We're talking about multifunction printers. We're talking about your computer issues and problems and questions. We've already gotten one kind of semi-half... What's the word I'm looking for?
I have no idea.
Adam told us about his Canon printer, and he said it was kind of okay. It was good when it printed, but it had crazy software. So it's like
it's good when it works.
Yeah,
like lots of stuff.
I'm not a real big Canon fan in general when it comes to printing devices.
They make good cameras.
Good cameras. Scanners are okay, but the biggest problem with the Canon product has always been not the hardware, but the software. Always seemed to be just a little behind the curve. HP, Epson, Brother are probably the top three when it comes to multifunction devices. These are the devices that have a scanner, a printer, a fax, and all that stuff all built into one.
I just thought of a new sound file.
What?
When you say Canon.
Canon. Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'll make sure not to say it. But I may say Longhorn. of course, if you are a subscriber to our newsletter, you last evening got a dispatch that gave you some custom Windows XP screensavers, a tip on how to insert hyperlinks in various Office documents, and a warning about an email scam that is directed at Discover Card users. If you got something in your email and you have a Discover Card that basically said, because you haven't used your card for a while, we're going to turn it off or put it on hold until you update some information... you need to read our newsletter, because if you're not careful, you're going to give out information that will allow them to perpetrate theft.
The place that's sending this, or the group, organization, the bad guys who are sending this stuff to you, are directing you to something that looks like a website that's like a Discover website, and they're trying to get you to put in information that you shouldn't put in.
No.
And you shouldn't definitely put it in at their website, because it has nothing to do with Discover Card or the Nova system in general, so...
Be careful out there. All right, shall we take another phone call here? What do we got here? Oh, my.
He's in line. I got to do it, right?
All right, Louie, you're up next.
Hey, how do I get in line for Lucky?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Good, bad, or indifferent, you're here.
Yeah. I have a comment about ink. Make sure you factor the price of the ink. I just did some actual numbers. I had a printer that used ink cartridges, tried to refill them as much as I could. Printer cost about a little less than 3 years ago. Cost $70. I thought I got a deal.
The printer itself?
The printer itself.
Yeah.
I spent actual hard money, $700 on ink cartridges.
Ink cartridges, yeah. Well, that's nothing new. That's been the deal for years.
You know, there's a lot of people that tell me you can right now. You go to buy a new ink cartridge and it's $30.
Yeah.
And you go down to Walmart or Target or one of these places, and for $35, you can get a whole brand new printer with ink cartridges installed. So why would you buy a new ink? Why wouldn't you just buy a new printer and throw away the old one each time, right?
Yeah. And I do have another question on the other side of the break, if you've got time.
Yeah, we'll put you on hold. We'll see.
Oh, okay.
We'll see if it's any good, and then we'll decide.
We got him on hold. It is the Computer Corner. It's Ken Colburn over there, Brandon Disney over here. We've got lots of show left. Coming up in the show, we've got, of course, our Geek Speak of the Week, our...
Free download of the week.
WebAttack free download of the week. We've got a new sponsor of the show.
Yeah.
Extreme Internet. And we've got some, I don't know if we've got an Extreme Internet something,
yeah.
Yes, we do.
We're going to go down and look. We got here a little late. Yes, it is the Computer Corner, brought to you by our buddies over at Extreme Internet. Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney with the semi-laissez-faire attitude, but I'm going skiing.
It's the Computer Corner, News Radio 620, KTAR, back after the break.